Psalm 119, verse 105 says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Oh, friend, make sure that you are in the word today. Psalm 119, verse 105. It is so good to see you. It's Thursday, this July 8th, 2021. It is Joey Kroll. Oh, yes, it is a joy to sit behind this microphone and spend some time here with you as I do each and every Thursday, as I have the wonderful pleasure of being the guest host to Mark and Friends. Hope you had a great week. Hope you had a great holiday Sunday, and for some of us, Monday, having observed 4th of July on Monday as well. Hope you had a chance to make some of those memories. My family and I, I'll tell you what, we went down to southern Indiana, to Santa Claus, Indiana, as we do each and every year. This is our 11th, I think, 11th year, 11th summer doing that, and love it each and every year. So still kind of recuperating from that. I tell you, it's nice to go on vacation, but it's even better to come back home, I'll tell you. So anyways, well, it's a joy to hang out with you. Since it's a new month, be sure to get your July edition of the Prime Live Times. Some great articles again in it this month. There's even a really good one I just saw the other day about the history of fairs, state fairs and county fairs, and called Meet Me at the Fair. Also, my article, Wayside Chapel, got a great article and devotional thought on the blessing of tears. So, yeah, be sure to get your copy, your July copy of the Prime Live Times. You can find out more about where you can pick yours up by visiting primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com. Right there online. Well, for Mark and Friends, today we are going to turn things upside down. We are going to actually play Christmas music, celebrating Christmas in July, because here's the thought for you. You know, we celebrate the resurrection year-round, don't we? Why don't we celebrate the beauty and the truth of the birth of Christ and what all of that means year round? I think it permeates past and beyond December. And so we're going to celebrate that today. Christmas in July for Mark and Friends. And let's start things off today with a man with an incredible voice, David Phelps. And We Are the Reason. Celebrating Christmas in July right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends.
As little children, we would dream of Christmas morn, and all the gifts and toys we knew we'd find. But we never realized a baby boy one blessed night gave us the greatest gift of our lives. And as the years went by, we would learn more about gifts, the giving of ourselves, and what that meant. On a dark and cloudy day, a man hung crying in the rain because of love, because of love.
great sounds of David Phelps. He's got one incredible voice. We are the reason celebrating Christmas in July today. For Mark and friends, Joey Kroll with you. And, you know, every Christmas, many of us put up lights and other displays for the Christmas season. And several years ago, we had a neighbor across the street who had a beautiful display of lights. And right there on their front lawn were four letters that spelled a word, H-O-P-E, hope. And friend, in all honesty, I think it would be okay if they kept that up year-round. Think about it, because the hope that we have in Christ is for all time. Psalm 33:22 says, "Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you." So friend, if you're out of work and you know Christ, you have hope. If you're a struggling single parent and you know Christ, you have hope. If you are on your deathbed and you have Christ, you have hope. Friend, if you truly have Jesus Christ, you have hope. And the hope we have isn't a false hope. It's not a fairy tale hope. It's not a pie in the sky hope. It's a true living hope. When Christ rose from that grave, friend, he gave a solid hope. That is for real.
Did it feel like a night and a friend? Then at least a million before. Was there an air of expectation? Like there was some kind of something in store. Did the sky have to hold back the thunder? Did the moon find new reasons to glow? Could the children somehow sense the wonder? 2,000 Decembers ago. Were the sheep as amazed as the shepherds? The new star that lit up the sky. Did the willow trees whisper excitement to the rivers and streams passing by? Did the joy ricochet off the mountains till it fills up the valleys below? Did all the world sense love abounding 2,000 Decembers ago? The glory they could not contain. Did anyone awake with the feeling of peace that they could not explain? Oh, the love must have been overwhelming as it warmed everyone in its flow. For all of the earth is still telling of 2,000 Decembers ago.
To look at the steeple and not see a child but a king. I was
to adjust your radio or your calendar. That's right. We are playing Christmas music. It's Christmas in July right here on Mark and Fred's. It's Joey Kroll. Hope you're having a great week and a blessed Thursday. And George H. Truett was the pastor at First Baptist Church, Dallas, many years ago. And here's what he said. He once said, Christ was born in the first century, yet he belongs to all centuries. He was born a Jew, yet he belongs to all races. He was born in Bethlehem, yet he belongs to all countries. What child is this? Yeah, we're playing Christmas music. Yes, we are celebrating Christmas in July because, friend, think about this. The hope and the beauty surrounding the birth of Christ is to be celebrated year-round. Don't keep it all for December, dear friend. You know, Adrian Rogers has a radio ministry called Love Worth Finding. He was the pastor of Bellevue Baptist Church in Memphis, Tennessee, and the Lord called him home. Has been almost 16 years now, since 2005. And he wrote a little poem about Mary's little lamb. Listen to this. It goes like this. Mary had a little lamb. His fleece was white as snow. Son of God from heaven above, for sinners here below. Mary's Son, eternal God, He, the great I Am, with wool so white on Christmas night became a little lamb. Mary had a little lamb, His fleece was white as snow. That spotless lamb was crucified to pay the debt I owe. O spotless lamb with wool so white, Thy crimson blood I know can take away my crimson sin and wash me white as snow.
Joyful and triumphant, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold Him, born the King of angels. O come, let us
crowns as we celebrate the beauty and truth of Christmas here in July on Mark and Friends. Thanks for letting me tag along with you today. Let's have Michael W. Smith lead us out here on this Thursday.
Tears are falling, hearts are breaking, how we need to hear from God. You've been promised, we've been waiting, welcome. Welcome, Holy Child. Hope that you don't mind our manger. How I wish we would have known. But long awaited, Holy Stranger, make yourself. Now breaking heaven's silence, welcome.